Welcome back to Tackling the College Life with Mel
and Katie.
I hope you guys are having a great day. This is more of a spontaneous episode because this guy in particular,
he's blowing up,
and I don't think for good reason, but he's influencing these young men. Oh my gosh, like even my brother says in his class, there's a bunch of guys that love this man.
That love him?
Yeah, that love him.
That like preach to him?
And, yes, like admire him. Like he's a role model.
Oh, that's kind of really thing. Bad.
Because he's rich. So who is Andrew Tate? Let's just get into
who
it.
Who is this man?
So he's a multimillionaire. But like how is he wealthy? Let's think about that. He has an MLM. And if you don't know what an MLM is,
we're going to share this video.
So this video is from Ben Leavitt on TikTok.
Tate is becoming the most famous person on social media because he's running an MLM. Let me explain. His primary source of income is Hustlers University, his online course. Anybody who buys into Hustlers University is given the opportunity to become an affiliate for the course. As an affiliate, you make 50% of anybody else you refer to the program. So Tate is at the top. People below pay full price. They make 50% from the people they refer. They make 50% from the people they refer. You see what I'm saying? And the course is all about making money online. And one of the primary methods that they teach is cutting up clips of Tate to use across social media to drive traffic as an affiliate marketer to the course. So through doing this, Tate has created an army of people who are pushing his content because they're financially motivated to do so. And this is exactly why Andrew Tate is a walking meme. That will make for amazing clips that get millions of impressions and leads to millions of dollars for his course. Now you know why you see this guy literally everywhere and why he has an army of supporters. They're getting paid to do this. Hustlers University is like the male equivalent of all the girls who always slide into other DMs being like, hey girl, I did a thing. Andrew Tate version is like, hey king, you should do a thing.
I like to think of this as a pyramid scheme.
This is 100% a pyramid scheme. Anyone who's part of a pyramid scheme that knows about it is a bad person because all those other people that are working below you aren't equally getting paid. And some people will say,
I don't think we can say they're a bad person because some people, that's like the only way to make money.
That's
and like
true. Okay, maybe not bad person, but
it's like you have to realize that it is unfair.
It's unfair for especially those that are working at the bottom.
You're like, working for Andrew Tate to get rich.
You're working for him. You're not necessarily working for the company or what they're selling.
Like it is a smart idea, but it's just it's not really like genuine.
I feel like the worst thing is that the reason why they put out these videos on the internet is because they make money off of them.
Yeah,
they don't actually care about the content. They're just making money.
Yes, to go more on some background on who Andrew Tate is. He's a former kickboxer. He became big when I think he collaborated with some like big creators.
And he was on Big Brother.
He was accused of sex trafficking and assault in the UK. And that's why he left the UK from all those charges. I think it was 11 accused. Like if you have that many,
I'm not surprised. I mean, just knowing him and what he preaches, like the reason why he got kicked off of Big Brother was because apparently like this video of him leaked that he was like sexually assaulting a woman and like hitting her with a belt, but then he came out saying that it was consensual, which yes, but I want to hear the women say that. I definitely do not trust Andrew Tate.
There's some crazy things that he said and we're gonna play clips of him and what he said. He's also very misogynistic,
super misogynistic,
and we actually have a video about this.
I cringed so hard when I listened to this video. Yeah. Because it's disgusting.
Females don't respect how difficult it is to become a high value man. Because to become a high-value man, you need to have so many different qualities and so many different capabilities. It's a very difficult thing to do. You need to be funny and smart and charismatic and interesting, storied, strong and rich with a nice car and a nice apartment. Whereas to be a high-value female, you need to be hot. If you're nice, it's a bonus, but it's not even that necessary.
Whoa. So,
the concept of that video is literally saying
it's so not true.
A woman's value is less than a man.
And it's saying that all women care about are like being
hot.
Being like a manly man. Like, no. Like,
oh, most all men care about being a manly man?
No, he's saying that men and women, like, to get a guy, like, you need to be rich, you need to have a nice car, you need to have a stable job, like, all this stuff. True. And it's like, do you know what love is? Love is so much greater than hate. Love is so much greater than these materialistic things. I don't know what trauma this guy has been through or what he's been through to make him the guy he is today, but I honestly feel like this man needs help. And
he needs therapy, but he'll never get it.
He'll never get it because he doesn't believe in therapy.
He doesn't believe in therapy. And like, unfortunately,
and yes, this has all made you rich, but why is being rich the key to life? Why is being rich successful in your eyes? That's success in your eyes?
Probably because he wasn't brought up by a rich family.
Yeah, that's your successor, but a lot of people think think success is having amazing people around you, having love.
Like, the thing is, everyone views success differently, but the way that he views success, I personally believe is wrong, because he's spreading his views of success to other people, especially young male adults.
Yeah.
Making them believe that, oh, you have to be rich in order to be happy. You have to have so many women around you, or else you won't be successful. So these young men are going to grow up and be like, I don't have all these girls next to me. Like, I only have $1 million, not 10 million. I'm unhappy. You always want more, more, more. But then you will never be happy because you're always like hoping for something else.
These girls that you so-and-so get aren't the most amazing girls either.
No, like, they're all like flaky and
exactly. Like, if you want shallow. Someone like that, and this is why they say like nice guys finish last. So these nice guys that are like not getting girls because they're too nice. Oh, think, oh, Andrew Tate, he's rich and he gets so many girls. I am going to be like him. And it's like, yes, like, you're not going to get as many girls, but you're going to have such a happier life because you will find a girl that actually cares about you.
Exactly.
For you, not because you're rich.
Exactly.
Not because of this, not because of that. I honestly feel like that's better. You can do what you want to do, but the big problem with this is not his life. Like, you do you, I don't give a frick. It's him portraying this to other young people.
Like, and these people, like, right now, their brains are still growing, so they're still learning so much about themselves, about the world around them.
Like, imagine you had a boyfriend, he was following Andrew Tate. Ooh. And he was literally
listening to... He was like, you're my property. Imagine your boyfriend turning to you being like, yo, Andrew Tate said that you're my property, so, like, go do this.
If he wasn't joking,
give me this.
I would
break up with him, because that means that he never respected you in the first place.
Of course. Like, that's...
It's terrible. Yeah. He's terrible.
Who knows? I'm all over the place. So I end up with all these chicks just stuck in their house, sitting there, bored, completely in love with me. And, of course, they don't go out. They're not allowed out. Like, oh, Tate's away, so they go out with their friends. No. You don't go to the club with your friends. I don't know what kind of bitch-ass dude is letting his chicks go to the club with her friends without him. No. You stay in the house. You don't go nowhere. No restaurants, no clubs, nothing.
He's basically saying, if you're rich and have money, like, and you have all these girls in their house, all these girls in your house, I guess, like, they can't leave the house. They're not allowed to leave or do whatever they want. They have to stay there and wait for you to come home like a dog. Bruh.
I can't.
Who believes that? The thing is, he has such a big, like,
I know what I don't understand is, how do girls listen to that and stay with him?
Oh, that is so, because
I don't understand it.
They don't have money, and he probably gives them like Lamborghinis and like expensive dinners. But the thing is, you will never be enough for him. You will never be enough. Even if you think you're the prettiest girl in the group, no, he thinks someone else is prettier.
Honestly, so sad.
Like, let's say I met Andrew Tate 10 years ago when he wasn't big and he was like a kickboxer. I want to know what kind of views he had.
Yeah.
And how they compare today, because I feel like a lot of stuff he says, I don't know if he says it like for the clout or like,
yeah,
or if he actually believes what he says.
Mm-hmm. It's even crazy now, because we're like going back to college, and like, I'm sorry, but I will not stand for a guy who has those views.
No,
at all. And I really hope,
I will point them out,
and I hope that woman, I really hope that woman just like turn him down and just be like, frick you. But no, like,
because he's hot.
He's not, though.
Andrew Tate's not hot, but like, let's say there's a hot guy that came up to you and was like, yo,
okay, that's one thing, at least he's hot.
See, that's exactly why girls get with guys like these, because you're like, oh, he's hot, what do I have to lose? And then he treats you like garbage, or he buys you,
he buys you something. I wouldn't just be in a relationship with them because they're hot.
Well, you wouldn't be in a relationship, but like, you'd stay with them for a little bit, maybe like have like a fling.
Yeah,
like,
but Andrew Tate's not hot.
Yeah, Andrew Tate's not hot, but he has money, and girls love money. That's also kind of a stereotype. I saw this on YouTube, and it's just like a post. There's like music behind it, like, it's not him talking. On his YouTube channel called Tate Universe, he said this quote, and it says, if you're poor, you're either lazy, arrogant, or stupid. So what do you think about that?
Oh my god, I'm gonna actually go crazy.
If
right
you're
now.
Poor, you're either lazy, arrogant, or stupid. There's so
does he understand that there's so many people in the world that do not have
resources available to them?
What the heck?
See, that's the thing. Like, I thought he grew up in like maybe like a middle class family, so he may understand what like a lower income family would experience. But now that he's like gotten rich, he just throws that out the window. Like, he doesn't understand that there are like,
and some people, their goal is not to be rich in life.
Yeah,
some people are happy with living their like, I guess, middle class life. They just want a family, they want love. Like,
some people don't get a choice. Even with like our system today, I was listening to a podcast, and it was saying how like writers for just like books, like publishers, yeah, and stuff back in like the 1900s, they wouldn't publish books from black people because their audience was not black people, it was white people, so they wouldn't even hire them, or they wouldn't even accept their books. looks. That's racism.
Yeah.
But that automatically gives them a disadvantage. And like Andrew Tate, no, you're a white British male who probably did not have any experience with racism or like what it's like to feel like the only one in a room or feel different from everyone
else.
Oh,
of course. There's a lot of things, and even us, we have never experienced. But the difference is that we acknowledge that.
Yes. And we understand it happens.
Okay, let's think about what. You have a sibling who, let's say, just plays games all day and then complains that he's not rich.
Like, that is like, okay, makes sense.
Okay, you're just lazy.
You're working your ass off and no one's like willing to hire you.
Or your whole goal is to be a doctor, to help people, but you're not going to make that much money, like that's okay. Not everyone wants to be rich, and like it's cool to have money and whatnot, but like
he pushes it's wealth not what so much.
Yeah, it's not life. Life isn't all about money.
Let's say you loved money. Guys do love money,
yeah.
So like let's say you loved money, but like you were in an underrepresented group. Like let's say you love money but you're Hispanic, right? Like even if you worked your ass off or you went to college, you had a degree, getting hired somewhere can sometimes be hard because people already have their viewpoints on Hispanics. That's not her fault. But just because of what they look like or what race they are, that can sometimes put them back. Mm-hmm. And, like, he will never understand that, ever.
And he'll never, like, talk about that either.
No, he doesn't
like,
care.
Like, he's not talking about these good things. Like, he's never had mental health issues, like, this man.
He probably has some serious mental health issues.
But he will never recognize it.
Oh, he'll never recognize it. He'll never go somewhere and get help for it. All right, here's our next video.
The reason 18 and 19-year-olds are more attractive than 25-year-olds is because they've been through less dick. I'll say this right here on the fucking internet. I don't give a shit. People will sit there and go, oh, you can't say that. Yes, I can. A 19-year-old is more attractive than a 26-year-old woman, and I'll tell you why. Because that 26-year-old has talked to more guys, been to the club more times, been more places, been fucked and dumped more times, more arguments, more heartbreak, more bullshit, more mess for me to clean up. Whereas a 19-year-old might have had one guy from high school, just broke up, she's fresh, and I can fucking put my imprint on her, make her a good person, and without her having to go through all that detriment to learn about life.
I don't even know what to say, honestly. Like, I don't even know what to say to that because I feel like it's very self-explainable. Like,
it's insane how he believes this.
Like, does he not understand that every human being is gonna go through that? Doesn't matter. Yeah, it's like, oh, how about you date a baby? Because they've never had anything.
Like, he'd say, bro, like, he would be so into say that.
Like, it's 35. Just so stupid.
He's 35 and wants to get with someone like us. Like, imagine me getting with someone like Andrew
Tate. Do you know what that's called? It's like using someone. It's obviously when you're young, you're naive. If a guy, that's just so old to me. Like, I don't understand how any 19-year-old's like, yeah, I want to get with you.
No, they just want the money. If I got with Andrew Tate, I'd just be like, yo, like, can you like buy me like an Audi or something? He'd be like, sure, have sex with me. And I'd be, nah.
Not worth it. Nah. Does he not know that what he's saying is like so disgusting? Like, yeah, of course they have been through less relationships and less sex or whatever, but what about you, man? What's your body count?
Yeah, he doesn't like, care. I guess guys are apparently
like
guys.
What?
Okay, here's a huge thing. I feel bad sexism? For is like sexism, but also like sex in high school. Oh. If a guy has sex with a girl, all his friends are like, "Yo, that's amazing! Good job! That's awesome!" If a girl has sex with a guy, they'll be like, "Oh, she's a slut! I can't believe she slept with him. What? So early?"
Or even a guy who's literally just wants to have sex with you, right? So he'll do anything to have sex with you. You give it to him after he's like, "You do this with a lot of guys, don't you?" He has lost all his respect for this woman. Yeah, that's what guys think. They lose the respect to women if a girl gives it up easily. It shouldn't be like that. If the girl wants
then cool. She can have it.
And if the guy wants it, cool. But like,
just because she gives it to him.
Why is it a 180 difference? I don't get it. It's so gross. It's like, I literally can't because it's like, even in my past relationship, my ex would say some things that would be like, that's a little weird.
They were sexist and they're very offensive and disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
And like, if a guy says something that's disrespectful, first of all, it's a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. But second of all, he's not gonna all of a sudden respect you.
No.
Like, you think like him saying you're really loose. Like, are you kidding me?
No.
You cannot say that to a woman.
You cannot, even if that woman has slept with more people, like, why in your mind do you think, you know, that is half the people I've slept with. Like, she slept with only, like, I mean, I've slept with twice as much, but still, like, that's disgusting, man. Like, she's a slut. Like, she'll give it up to anyone.
It's like,
but then you want sex with her. Like,
what?
I can't, like, even explain the words to it because I'm, like, so annoyed and so angry at that. Girls, please, if you're listening to this, never, ever, 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 ever give it to a guy if you don't want it. You need to know and you need to be aware that the guy will most likely leave you afterwards, yes, and most likely lose respect for you.
That's true. That's good advice.
But the thing is,
take your own advice.
I should take my own advice too. Yes, I'd never do that. But I also think never sleep with a guy because you think he'll like you more or you think he'll have respect for you. Because that's so false.
That's so false.
Trust us when we say this.
It's because only do it if you want to, and if you don't give it to him because it's not worth it.
It's not worth it, even if they've been begging you for months and months and months.
That's peer pressure at that point.
Any girl can get it anytime they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So guys need to work for it.
No, they do. They do need to work for it because, you know,
they need to show you that you're not going to leave. They need to show you that they're going to care about you.
They care about you. And if it's like a fling, then it doesn't really matter. But if it's like a relationship.
I mean, everyone's different. You do you. But like, if you're someone who has emotional attachments toward that, which is totally normal, just please like guard that part of your heart because guys will take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying every guy. There's a lot of good guys, amazing guys that will love you and like make sure you're comfortable.
But there are definitely guys on the other side that don't care about you and just want you for your body. Yeah. So it's always nice to know.
If I'm wrong with my girlfriend and shit goes down, it's my job to protect her, so it's fine. But if I'm rolling and she's just my friend, well, it's not really my job to protect her. She ain't sucking dick. Well, I'm gonna get punched in the face and she won't even suck dick. No, thank you. So she ain't sucking dick. So that puts me, I see us as equal. We're friends, we're equal. So we're about to get jumped by these 10 guys, Lucy. What kind of combat moves do you know? How much can you bench press, bitch? Because we're about to fucking fight.
So he's basically saying, if there's 10 people that jump you and you're just my friend, I'm letting you go to shit.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to protect myself because I only care about myself and I'm a selfish prick who doesn't care about anyone but myself.
Why do people support this? Any guy who supports this, man, I'm out of my life.
I want to go through and see.
I want to see who's following
him. Who follows him?
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
In this MLM? Like, who is actually doing this crap?
I would not be surprised if there's a ton of frat dudes that are like.
Just a bunch of guys that literally never get laid.
Facts. They want to get laid, like Andrew Tate. Oh, wait. Andrew Tate can't get laid. Learn actually can if he, like, gives
his girl 1,000 bucks or something. Anyone can get laid if they really want to, okay? It's not a big deal. You can have a low body count if you want. You can have a high body count if you want. Why are people like, oh my god, like, you haven't had sex for like a year, or you haven't lost your virginity yet. Like, who the frick cares? Can you get a life?
Any man who sits there and goes, my life ain't going right, let me text some chick, is a dumbass. He's a dumbass.
How is it
dumbass? Because you should go to your boys, your team.
No, because boys do this weird toxic alpha.
It ain't toxic alpha. It really isn't, my dear.
It really is. It really isn't.
If a man has a serious issue in his life, he can't go to a woman. If a man goes to a woman with his issue, it's not a serious issue. I feel sad my ex left me, some dumb shit.
No, but women can give
a... They're trying to kill me. I need a gun now. You don't text some chick in your phone. You text your boys, because it's only your men who can help you. I'm in Ukraine, the Russians have invaded, I need a way out. Who's got a car? Oh, Cheyenne's coming. Do-do-do-do-do, Peugeot 206. Get the
fuck. See, to some degree, I understand. Like, let's say you just got dumped by your girlfriend and you need, like, a pick-me-up and, like, you see Andrew Tate and he's like, go hang out with your boys. Like, your boys can help you. You know, they're the only ones for you. I mean, us girls say that sometimes. Like, the girls just stick together, you know, don't get pulled away by your partner.
If I had a guy friend, yes, it would be a different kind of friend that would help me and give me different advice.
Yeah, you should talk to everyone.
But it's still good advice. It's still
valid advice.
I just don't like that sex.
He's
because everyone's
speaking
different.
Purely with misogynistic views.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I find reasoning with them, but not because I'm a misogynistic person, just because I know, like, I love hanging out with my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need a night with your girlfriends and you don't want to hang out with your boyfriend or, like, your guy friend or whatever.
Yeah.
His viewpoint is just...
It's just crazy to me.
It's just crazy.
Women sign up?
Absolutely. Of course they can. I don't know where... Getting this impression I hate women. I mean, we can attempt to... We can purport that. We can attempt to label me with that all we want. I'm happy to discuss that. I absolutely not really love women. I have nothing against women. I believe women are the most precious things on the planet. They create life. They should be protected. They should be provided for. I would never let a woman pay for a bill. If someone touched any of my women, I would stand up against 10 men by myself and risk my life to protect her.
I believe that women are beautiful creatures. I just don't think that they're as emotionally calm as men in stressful situations. I don't think they can fight like a man can. And for the same reason, I would never drop my children in an all-male nursery. I think that's strange and weird. I would only drop them in an all-female nursery. Women do certain things and men do certain things. And we live in a world now where the whole idea of the roles has been conflated to the fact where if I come along and say women are better with children, men are better at fighting, I'm somehow fucking sexist when it's clearly true. There's nothing wrong with stating the facts. It's the truth.
I think he's very, like, hypocritical.
That was very hypocritical.
Because yeah, I agree. He does say some bad things. Like, he's acting as if, no, I'm just stating the facts. I'm just stating that guys are good at this, girls are good at this. They're both great.
It's like X, Y, Z. Like, but what about A, B, and C? Like, the way that he's portraying it, he's saying, like, oh, I love women. Women are beautiful. Like, I would protect her if someone touched any one of my women. It's like, oh, someone touched my doll. I'm going to punch the person that touched my doll.
Yeah, it's like your property. Like, it's like, yeah, great. Like, I would punch someone who touched this woman that I have no idea who she is, or this guy. I would stand up for them. It does not matter if they're mine.
That's true. He said my women. Bro, what? What?
If that was his ex, he'd probably be like, punch her. I don't give a frick.
That's facts. That means he doesn't truly respect women, because if someone's trying to hit someone.
He doesn't respect anyone.
Yeah, he doesn't respect
But even anyone. Guys, like if a guy, he'd probably think, oh, the guy has to fight for himself. You know, like the guy needs to be manly enough. And it's like, this is why we have these problems, because it's not about girls and guys and the roles you have in society. It's about who you are as a person.
Him being like, I'm just speaking facts.
I'm just speaking facts. People hating on me up here.
I will not have sons who are too busy buying NFTs and saying, oh, I made a little bit of money, and have skinny little arms and go to crypto conventions and be dorks. I will not have nerds as children.
So first of all, he's a nerd because he has his own business. He created his own business. That means you have to do a lot of math. You have to do a lot of, you know, like paperwork, stuff like that.
I think he is a dad too. I think he has a daughter. But poor daughter.
Jeez. She's going to grow up so dependent on men that it's going to be really funny when one of her boyfriends
literally
acts like Andrew Tate, and Andrew Tate doesn't like the way he acts. But then the boyfriend will be like, oh, I just learned from you.
Yeah, I honestly feel like it might be Andrew Tate won't even care. Like,
what's his daughter? I feel
yeah,
like
you would think, but this well, guy no, also thinks
I
crazy.
I think people like this care about their own family. Like their own family is like super precious to them, but they don't care about anyone else's.
Yeah.
I feel like if his daughter was like sexually assaulted by a man, like Andrew Tate would go down and hunt and kill that man.
When he says nerd and stuff, like, imagine if a guy, his son was gay.
Oh, he'd be kicked out of the family.
Like,
his son would literally be kicked out of
yeah,
the family.
Yeah, and everyone is different. Some people like gaming. Some people can make lots of money off of gaming. Some people have a very fast metabolism, and they have skinny arms and skinny legs. That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. And if someone doesn't like working out, that's on them. If they don't like eating healthy, that's on them. Like, you're not allowed to be like, You can't do this.
You have to be
like this.
It's
one thing to be healthy, obviously. You want to be healthy so you can live long, work out to be more confident in yourself. But to, like, think that, like, you're stereotyping people as nerds who have skinny arms and skinny legs, which is just not true. It makes men more insecure.
I want to experience what tragedies he's gone through in his life. Like, to me, it seems like he's just a preppy white boy
who's had. No, he was probably like a nice guy, and this girl came along.
Oh, broke his heart.
Broke his heart.
She probably cheated on him or something.
Yeah.
God.
And he became this crazy dude. That's oh facts. My gosh.
Therapy is the idea that you need to go through life crying about the bad things that have happened to you to some other mortal being as if they are God. And that somehow that makes things better. You need to go to some other normal human with their own problems, who's no better than you, and sit there and go, ooh, this happened, that happened, and sit there and bitch about it. And that somehow this inaction is going to improve your life.
What the actual frick?
Okay, so you go to therapy.
I go to therapy, and some people need a second perspective because all that goes in their mind is their thoughts that are going crazy. They need a perspective of someone who doesn't have the same thoughts, who can set them straight, who can be like, hey, this is how you can cope with it. This is some medicine you could take that will help you live and not want to die. If there's this help out there, right, his mentality is,
just kick it aside.
Just don't take it. And that's literally not possible. Like, you can kick it aside for as long as you want, but it'll always come back.
The way that he lives his life is super rugged and like an old version of, oh, you're in pain? Oh, to suck it up. Some people, that's
it's how really sad, honestly. Males
view that of like, oh, don't use medication if you're in pain. Oh, just man up. And it's like, that's the wrong way to think about it. That's the wrong
way to think about
it. If it's going to make your life better, if it's going to make you happier by going to therapy, if it's going to make you
It's called getting help.
Feel better.
And like, this guy, you might think he's such a manly guy, but he's not, because he isn't willing to ask someone else for help because he has to do it all himself. And that's how you suffer.
I also think he's a huge hypocrite. He's probably got help somewhere in his life.
I'm sure.
In order to get here, he's probably had a ton of help. So for him to be like spewing out all his beliefs, this is not true. Even if he believes it, he's lying to himself because he had to have help from someone else to get here.
Yeah, and I hate the people that are going through really hard things and are listening to this and are being like, oh my gosh, like, what is my life?
Or like, I have to be like that if I want to be successful.
No, you don't.
No, he's just some stupid internet freak right now. And then what? In next month, he won't be popular anymore?
What's the worst way to start your morning? Breakfast.
I think that breakfast is the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity. You're gonna wake up and just eat a bunch of food. You haven't had to do any work. You haven't had to hunt for that food, kill that food. You haven't made any money. You've done nothing of conquest. Nothing conquest orientated since you've woken up. I think it's undeserved. I think when people wake up and the first thing they do is put food in their mouths, I think it's a bad mental model to approach today with. I think you should wake up and you should stay hungry. Why not? We ain't gonna die. You can go weeks without food. You should wake up and you should stay hungry for hours and hours and hours until you've made some money or been to the gym or progressed in some way so you think, I deserve
food. You deserve this.
Everyone deserves food. It doesn't matter who you are.
That is literally the worst mentality ever. Like, your dad's a nutritionist.
That's like someone giving themselves pain is like, I can't.
Pain equals pleasure.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, they're like, oh, let's say you got to sit outside in the blazing heat until you come up with a good idea or you do something so you get the prize of being in air conditioning or like something like that.
Like, make yourself suffer so that it'll motivate you to do something else.
Yeah.
No, suffering will not motivate you.
And food is fuel.
Yeah, you need fuel.
Food helps you.
You need that in order.
That's just
in order
stupid.
To
that's honestly that's
make
stupid.
All these conquests.
Know.
Like
what? You don't have to hunt. That's like an old way of thinking.
You don't
that's
have to
like
hunt. Bro,
if you like you hunting, cool.
What does he have? He has a. It's like a Lamborghini or something.
Some cool car.
Bro, you don't even need to worry about not living without.
If you're
air
saying this, then why the frick are you using a car? Why don't you just walk everywhere?
Exactly.
You're such a man.
The worst thing you can do if you have a problem is sit and fucking talk about it all day. People say you shouldn't bury your problems because if you repress them, that's bullshit. World War II, how many people died? Did everyone sit around and fucking go, oh, we don't have time to rebuild all the cities and create the NHS. We need to sit and fucking talk about all the bad things that's happened. Every single person has a horror story, from Russia to Germany through France, England, America, the Japanese, Philippines. Everyone has something bad to say.
You don't think those people
didn't talk about their problems?
They definitely talked about their problems. And they're not saying you don't have to like go all day and do nothing and sit with your problems. You can sit with your problems while you work. You can sit with your problems while you do this. You can sit with your problems while you go on with your life. You don't have to just pause life to sit with your problems.
You know, I thought he was gonna be like misogynistic about this and be like, oh, when women have a breakup, they just talk about their breakup all the time. Or when they get fired from a job, like they're just gonna cry about
it.
Oh,
true, he didn't.
But he didn't. He thinks that like both genders need to think like this, which I thought is interesting because
well, we shouldn't give him that.
I'm just like trying to find things that like I guess I would understand, but it's still wrong.
Yeah.
Because like even if his idea of like don't talk about your problems, like I don't talk about my problems all the time, but that doesn't mean I don't have problems or I don't sometimes talk about my problems. Like
yeah, but for him to compare that to
World War II,
yeah.
Bro, where did that come from?
Dude, I don't know.
Have you had people die in your life?
Literally, like, have you been through that? No.
No.
I don't like traveling the world with women. I think it's one of the most frustrating things a man can possibly do. Imagine you had to travel around the world and you had to take a three-year-old with you. You'd be like, now you go, where's my three-year-old? Has it ate? I have to make sure they're safe. Gotta bring all their stuff. It's exactly the same with a chick.
So let me take back my thing about him not being misogynistic. He will forever be misogynistic.
Yeah. What the actual frick? Like, that's so...
He's taking all the girls that don't care about him, so that's why they're leaving him. He probably feels so insecure, like, I have so much money, but no girl can stay. Like
obviously they won't stay with you, because who the frick would stay with someone like that?
If you keep them in the house all the time...
I want to see his exes. I want to see
who they are. He just has chicks. He has strippers. He has, like, famous girls. Like, no, I don't think any famous
woman. Like, I don't respect him, but I don't respect his girls either.
Unfortunately, I don't. Like, how can you stoop so low to do that?
Yeah.
But sometimes you need money, and I understand if it's, like, an extraneous situation where you need to make money. Like, sure, I'll get with Andrew Tate to make $1 million, you know?
I guess, but...
Some girls would. I probably would. Donate that money to charity. Make him, like, oh. I can't believe I got with that chick.
It depends what I have to deal with. I don't have sex with that man.
I don't think anyone enjoys
sex. I don't think you could pay me enough.
Pay me 10 million?
10 mil.
Done deal. I'll take that money and leave.
Yeah.
I was at dinner. I sat at a table with a full-grown man. It looked normal. Looked like a normal dude. And we're going through the menu. What do we want to eat? Steak, veal. Going through the menu. And he sits there and he says, I think I'll try the sushi. What the fuck is wrong with you? What kind of full-grown adult deliberately, not on accident, deliberately eats sushi? I caught my brother ordering sushi to the house. What the fuck is wrong with people?
I'm just like, what's wrong with sushi? Like, what?
I don't know. Like, what? Eating sushi makes you feminine? Eating sushi makes you love Asian culture? Eating sushi makes his you fish
shake? Like, he's just very, like...
Bro, what? Fish is the same...
Like, he has meat. These...
Yeah. Salmon is good for you.
He probably thinks someone who's vegan is, like, the worst person ever.
Oh, I want to know. If a vegan went up to him or, like...
He'd probably make him eat meat. Pay him to eat meat.
I don't even know. I feel like he's the kind of guy that if, like, one of his girls came up and it's like, oh, like, I want to eat this. He's like, no, I'm picking your food out for you.
100%.
Oh, I hate that. What a dick.
I completely believe in love. I'm a massive advocate for love. I'm a massive advocate for... men and women being in love with each other. I'm not one of them evil predators or one of them playboys who thinks women are just for sex. Not at all. If you're sick in bed, the first thing you do is call a woman, right? You don't call your boys when you're sick in bed or you call a woman, right? Like, there's a very sacred interaction between men and women. I love the idea of family. I love the idea of children. I love the idea of being in love with a woman. I love the idea of her loving me. I just don't see why I should only love one.
Okay, so he's saying, like, he can get with whoever he wants, you know, but his girl, if it's, like, if she's married to him, like, she can only get with him. First of all, that's sexist too.
Yeah, I saw this video of him, like, he said that you can still love someone and, like, have needs. Or think someone else is pretty and, like,
you can think someone else is pretty, but that doesn't mean that you're going to go off and cheat on your partner so you can get with someone else.
I think that's just a lack of respect if you do that. But I feel like respect is needed in a relationship.
The thing is, some people are in, like, what is it? Polyamorous situations? Yes.
That's like, okay.
Like polygamy. Like,
yeah, but all of them consent to that.
That is true.
You don't...
If he wanted to do that, he probably would not tell his wife that he's getting
with because women. He doesn't want... He has this view, oh, women cannot cheat. Oh.
But
he can.
But he could love other women.
Like, what is wrong like, with you?
That is so twisted.
What is wrong with you?
I want to know what his thought process is in saying this. He's like, oh, if I'll say this, I'll get so many views. Okay, let me say this.
I mean, yeah, you get views, but for a good reason? No. Okay, this is our last video.
A man can only cheat if he loves someone else. If I have a woman who I truly love, and I go out and fuck, and I come back to her, and I don't care about her, and I only love my girl, that's not cheating. That's exercise.
How about you go to the gym and run for exercise? Okay. How about you, what? Do yoga in the morning. How about you, lift some weights?
So that is exercise?
That's exercise.
But it's not called exercising. I mean,
do you know what also, like, is exercising?
Oh.
You can, climb a building.
You can do so many different, climb the building and jump off of it.
Get in a fight with a random dude. That's exercise.
You don't need sex.
You don't have to do
exercise.
That.
Exercise.
Okay, I think he's just saying that. But honestly, like,
I think he's just saying that too, because that is just not,
that's, like, just stupid. Not normal. I don't think, like, yes, I understand. Someone can love someone and go and cheat because of their own insecurities and try to get back with them, but it's already too late for that because you're already insecure. Like, your insecurity doesn't just go away.
I want him to be cheated on by a woman that he loves.
He probably has and dumped her and be like, you're a scum of the earth. You're gonna go
nowhere. I want her to dump him. I want him to go through tremendous heartbreak, like, and sadness.
No, he'll probably be like, he probably can't love.
And he probably,
do you think
can't
he ever
sad.
Does? Yeah, he probably can't.
He probably, probably so like, many steroids.
I'm gone. He'll be like, okay, I'll get this new girl. I don't care. And then he just lives his life. Like, that's cool. You're never gonna feel true love. And true love, let me tell you, I think it could be, like, the best feeling in the world. True love.
It is definitely one of the best feelings.
Mm-hmm. Not getting to experience that because you're too egotistical.
He should experience pain.
He won't.
Pain
though.
And hunger. I want him to be poor. I want him to live in a box in New York City.
He won't. Let me tell you.
Laughing at him.
He won't. Though,
like, whenever he says stuff like this, he gets more views. So more views, because we live in a capitalist society, the more views that you get on YouTube, the more money you make. So because he's getting people, like, all his videos are going internet crazy. He's making a ton of money right now.
Yeah.
And it just sucks because he's making money off of these terrible things. And, like, probably most of the people don't believe in it, but he's still making money off of it.
Yeah.
That's just the world we live
That's
in
That's Andrew Tate for you. If you didn't know who he was, now you do. I'm now sorry you know who this guy
our
is.
Our opinions
And I'm
him.
Sorry we're literally giving him clout right now, but, like...
Technically arguing clout.
But it's not like our podcast is, like, gonna blow up right now.
All about Andrew Tate. This is the last conversation I will have about Andrew Tate, and it is...
And we're done.
Yeah, we're done. It'll end negatively because he's a terrible person.
Everyone that gets affected by him, that's on you. I'm not going to have anyone in my life that supports this man.
I want to talk to those 13-year-old boys. Oh, you think I'm property? You really do? Okay.
Freak you.
Freak you.
Lecture. No, I really just hope, like, honestly, I know more women listen to his podcast than men, and it doesn't really matter too much, but I just want to make sure, like, do not put up with this crap, because if you put up with this, it's just going to encourage them to keep doing it. You know, they don't deserve that, obviously. It's just like if we started saying stuff about men like that, if we wouldn't deserve a good guy.
Oh, that's so true. No, if we started saying, like, oh, men are our property, like, what is he saying?
Or what if we said, like, even if we have to say men have to protect us, like, the sexist stuff, men have to hunt, men have to cook, men have to do this.
What if we're like, I'm not going to cook for you, you need to
men have to provide. And I don't think that at all. I don't think that men have to provide. I don't think men have to do anything.
Gender roles are not, like, structured to be like that.
No, it's
like,
not.
Gender roles are not a thing anymore in our society. Like, Andrew Tate, if you said this, like, 30 years ago, people wouldn't be surprised. But now you're saying it, that's why people are shocked.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Hope
we didn't get too mad.
Yeah.
Like we did.
Because he's just a frustrating individual.
Very frustrating. Girls, guys, everyone.
Respect yourself.
Respect yourself and respect others.
Okay?
Thanks.
Moral of the story.
And if you don't respect them, don't have them in your life.
Yeah. We hope you guys liked this spontaneous episode. We just thought we should bring it up because that's kind of like... the news that's going on right now. So he's been kind of big, but hopefully you guys now know who he is, and maybe you guys
stay away from him. Stay away from people like him.
His videos, like, you know, and they're super intriguing.
Stay away from guys that like him.
Yeah, people that like him, just don't even mess
if
with
you him. Like him, please unfollow us and never speak to us again. Like, freaking get off this episode. No one likes
they've listened
like...
this far. Get off. No, just kidding. Like, I mean, we won't love you, but
You can do whatever you want, but
do whatever you want, but just know he's a misogynistic, homophobic, terrible person. And I guess we'll end it up on that, but thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you guys
very soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Follow our Instagram at @tacklingthecollegelife. If you have anything you want us to talk about in the future, feel free to reach out.
Check us out every month for a brand new episode on
Tackling the College Life.